We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Yeah, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Thanks for hanging out. We got the news and nerd talk coming up here in just a second. Internet's awful as always. I mean, what's new, huh? I saw Brad Evans tweet something about, like, the full team does a Black Lives Matter thing, right? And he tweets something about how, like, for everyone to come together and be a team is incredible. And then you watch the trolls come out of the woodwork, one guy who just pecks and pecks and pecks away at me. And I usually just let it go or whatever, but I was reading my book on philosophy yesterday, and the tip that it gave was, like, don't get mad about stuff, laugh at them. Laugh at the things that would otherwise make you mad, because it immediately switches your mindset so that way you can handle something. If you, before you let your emotions get the best of you negatively and draw you down, if you can deflect a little bit with some laughter so you have time to think, it's really critical. And so I just usually get worked up by this person but don't respond, but then Brad Evans responded. So Brad tweets, I retweet with a comment. The guy responds to both of us calling us dumbasses or something like that. You know what I mean? Then they give some, like, very vague, non-specific, non-backed up argument why we're stupid. This morning tweets at me with something that's just mathematically wrong. And I was like, well, your math doesn't add up. It's not my math. And your math is terrible. And I'm like, well, I mean, you're using these numbers to attack me. So yeah, Brad Evans went back at him and then came back to me to be like, yo, back off, man. You're never going to win. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But also, we have a whole sector of our society that buys into the easy system of emotional finger pointing. And then they tell people that are backing it with statistics of any kind that you're virtue signaling. Shut the f*** up. Anyway, this dummy, something really important, a lesson to be learned. This person who gets the best of me, now I have a new approach to it. It works very well to laugh it off, right? But this person is their circle where they're causing problems online. Their circle of their own people that they're influencing, 16 people. You know, I only have several thousand people that I'm influencing, but wasting even a second or the last 2 minutes of my time on somebody that has no impact other than the ability to cast one vote. Man, let it go. People trolling on the internet or making stupid points or whatever, just click through and see. You know, if they've got 100,000 people that they're influencing, yeah, it's time to have a talk. But if you're talking about 16 people, shut it down.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 450 new COVID-19 cases confirmed, a handful of new deaths as well. Four people died in Washington State. If a pandemic wasn't enough, Gulf Coast weather watch continues. Oh boy, Hurricane Laura made its way inland overnight, wreaking havoc and destruction as a Category 4 storm. That's massive. As hurricanes do, it has lessened to only a Category 2 now. Rescue teams and personnel will begin a long safety and cleanup process starting this morning as soon as it's safe to approach. A massive moment in sports and possibly American history last night. Following the assault of a black man by police officers, having shot him in the back 7 times, protests rage on Kenosha. It was the Milwaukee Bucks first in the same state that decided that they would stay in the locker room instead of playing in a playoff game. The rest of the NBA playoffs had to be postponed as well. Then it started to spread. The Mariners went full Bucks and voted in the team to skip their Vetter Cup game against San Diego. Then Seattle Sounders FC followed suit and also opted to sit out their match against LA. MLS did kind of botch it, though, and didn't figure out what they wanted to do on a night of five matches, so two teams still played. Oof. Now then, bummer, summer is almost over, wrapping up here. Still working on a moniker for whatever not awesome autumn will be. Regardless, though, last night was the last time in 2020 that the sun will set after 8 p.m., says the Seattle Weather Blog. As a guy who goes to bed around 8 p.m., I'm good with finally getting to see a few sunsets. But I do understand why this sucks. And Jeff Bezos, man, I didn't know that bumps was one of the symptoms of coronavirus, but he's feeling that corona bump. He's crossed into the $200 billion richest guy supervillain club. Membership 1. Holy crap, $200 billion. I mean, he's gonna hit a trillion, right?
You just got news.
Thank you, Facebook, something I rarely say, for popping up a memory. On this day, 2 years ago, 2018, my lovely wife and my boy and my father-in-law, we all went to the Belgian Grand Prix, Spa-Francorchamps, in the Ardennes Forest of Belgium, just outside of Liège. We took a one-year-old boy to a race car race. It was fun. He had his pouch, he fell asleep, he saw some cars, he did some waving, you know, typical one-year-old things. Well, beautiful memories. Thank you, Facebook, for bringing that up. It's good stuff. My mom being dead, that's like the stuff that I wish it didn't bring up, but in these moments, thanks a lot. But also, you ever feel like Facebook has just a little too much information about you?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Facebook is mad that the new Apple iOS is making it harder for them to track you and that it could cut their revenue by 50%. Oh no, how will old racist people share their memes if Facebook dies? Oh no! The company that's like, no, we're not tracking you. Okay, well, we are, but it's not like we're messing with your privacy. I mean, okay, well, that too, but how will we make the monies? Don't worry, I'm sure Apple has a price. From one scum to the next, bacteria that has been stuck to the International Space Station has lived in the wild vacuum without protection for at least 3 years, say researchers. I guess they huddle together with the outer dead layer protecting everyone else inside. It's the least habitable conditions for life. Or so we thought. This is why NASA is sometimes reticent to crash their space probes onto other space rocks in case we, like humans do, ruin other planets that we could potentially visit in the future before we even get there. And finally, legendary ocean explorer Jacques Cousteau has a grandson who wants to build a space station, but for under the sea. That sounds awesome, but I'm only in if we can access it via secret lighthouse tunnel entrance. Also, this is definitely how you get eaten by an underwater super squid, right?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Thanks for hanging out, thanks for downloading. If you could give me a rating on iTunes, that'd be awesome. 5 stars would be preferable. A comment would love it. I check them every so often. Haven't encouraged that lately, so if you could, I'd be really grateful. Thanks.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.